Welcome to the Scouting Expedition Podcast, courtesy of the Cascade Pacific Council of the Boy Scouts of America. This is more than just a podcast. It's an adventure cast. Here we'll share stories and insights about the lifelong adventure, real-world grit, and personal growth only found through scouting here in the Cascade Pacific Council. We'll have guests here indoors, but also head outdoors to meet those that make the Scouting Expedition come to life for thousands of local youth here in Northwest Oregon and Southwest Washington. Each episode will start with the latest news, reminders, and important deadlines for our families, scouts, leaders, and volunteers, so you can just take a quick listen or watch in a way that's convenient for you. Then we'll dive into the topic of the day. So let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the Scouting Expedition here in the Cascade Pacific Council. I'm Chris Martell. I'm the Director of Marketing here at the Cascade Pacific Council of the Boy Scouts of America, and I'm super excited today because we're going to be talking about marketing tools and more. We have some new things for those of you who haven't seen them yet, so we're excited to share those and as well as share some of the tools and resources that you have at the ready. Many of you know about them, but we just want to make sure everybody has those. We also have an exciting announcement at the end about the fall campaign that I'm super excited to share with you. Of course, as you know, for those of you who are members of the Cascade Pacific Council, you have received an email, the Compass Points email newsletter that happens every week. We've actually changed the delivery date to be on Sundays to coincide with the podcast because folks may want to listen or watch just the news portion instead of reading a very long email newsletter. However, that very long email newsletter has all of the links that you need to get to all of these things that we talk about today in the news. So let's get started as we like to at every outing and event is with a safety moment. And we just really want to hound on this and encourage all of you scout leaders and adults out there to take time and take a safety moment, to have a safety moment for your meetings, for your events. Encourage your youth leaders to do this. There are tons of resources at scouting.org. Literally more than 100 different safety moments are available there at scouting.org just to a search for safety moments. All right, let's dive into the news again. This is in your Compass Points email newsletter for those of you in the Cascade Pacific Council, but let's get started here first with some very important information about adult registration. If you're planning to do any overnight activities with your scouts, you need to be a registered adult, and that means that you have to have completed an adult application, you have to have completed your youth protection training or YPT, also your criminal background check must be approved. Now, we're letting you know about this because it's not like it happens instantly. It could take 5 days or even up to 30 days, depending on that background check. So do not wait till the last minute. This is an important thing, especially as we head into summer and summer camp, that you can't wait till the last minute or you don't get to hang out and stay overnight with your scouts. So you just need to take care of this as soon as possible. There is one exception, however, for Cub Scouts, adults in the Cub Scout program. There is an exception for you. You, as long as you are a legal guardian or a parent of your Cub Scout, you do not have to be a registered adult leader. However, it's always a great idea and always a great idea to do the youth protection training. Next up, we just want to remind you to save a couple of dates here. The first one is the Council Annual Business Meeting on May 22nd, and it's going to be in person and online. Also, the Council Court of Honor this year is June 9th, and it's going to be a bit different. It's going to be at Oaks Park, and we're going to have an awesome open house event that invites the community in to see a bit about scouting, and of course, we'll have all the awards and whatnot. That is on June 9th at Oaks Park. We also want to let you know about a job opening here in the Cascade Pacific Council, and we just really are looking for somebody who's excited about scouting and wants to be a part-time member support specialist. This opening is available ASAP right now, happening right now. So it's a part-time gig and about 24 to 30 hours a week, and you get paid $20 an hour. So please contact us at info@cpcbsa.org for more details. We also want to remind you that Camp for All unit deadlines to reach their goal to get the 5% amount raised on a Scout Shop gift card and your free weekend camping at council camps and a ribbon for your unit flag, that deadline is May 31st. So make sure you reach that Camp for All goal ASAP. Next up here, this is really great. We have a National Day of Prayer occurring, and what's happening here is on May 2nd at 5:30 p.m. local time, all over the world, scouts from all over the world are going to be reading from their own sacred texts. So check that out. This is a really, really fun opportunity to just be at one with all the scouts across the world. That is happening at 5:30 p.m. on May 2nd. On May 24th, we have the Memorial Day flag placement. This is a 56-year tradition where we scouts get to go out there with our friends and family and other scouts and plant 180,000 flags at Willamette National Cemetery. And we just want to make sure everybody knows that this is actually happening on a Friday this year instead of Thursday. Very important. So Friday, May 24th, join us for that. We really need all hands on deck for that. Another reminder, as we talked a little bit about summer camp, that summer camp property work weekends are happening right now, so we could use all hands on deck there too. If you want to swing a hammer and help out at the summer camp properties, feel free to let us know. You can see the information there on our website for the dates, because they are all different depending on the camp you want to help out with. Another thing we want to mention is that our amazing climbing committee has a plethora of climbing days happening throughout the year, indoor and outdoor, and this is fun. Even Cub Scouts can learn to do this too. There are some components there for Cub Scouts, and it's a great opportunity for leaders to learn how you might implement a climbing program safe and sound with your scout units. Here's something brand new that came in just recently is, did you know that Camp Cooper is a beacon of biodiversity? That's right. They have actually done studies there for plants and birds, and now it's bug time. That's right, it's time to study bugs. This is an ongoing study that's happening, and so just reach out to Ranger Aaron over there at Camp Cooper, and he can connect you, and a great place to go camping for the weekend and bring your scouts out there and help with this important study. Speaking of some summer camp activities, again, this is another fun activity. Brand new at Camp Pioneer is a new Summer Geek Week. And it is an awesome week where there is going to be tabletop gaming and role-playing games and trading card games and so much more, even a quest for the throne. So the theme here, they're calling it Cascade Chronicles, the Throne Quest, and it is a really fun activity, a really fun summer camp type week. So even if you're going to summer camp, you can do this one too. And it's really going to be a fun, unique, special opportunity at Camp Pioneer, and it is August 12th through 16th. We have some training events that we want to remind you about. One of them is that outdoor leader training is happening on May 3rd and 4th at Powerland Heritage Park. And so you can come and learn about the Basic Adult Leader Outdoor Orientation, also called BALOO, and the Introduction to Outdoor Leadership Skills, or IOLS. That is happening on May 3rd through 4th. This is a really important opportunity. Even if you know nothing about camping, these programs literally start from scratch and can teach you everything you need to know about having great adventures outdoors with your scouts. So check that out, May 3rd and 4th. Another training opportunity is that we can... Another fun training event is on May 18th, there is Angling Educator Training. This is all about learning some fishing skills and how to run fishing in your scout unit, district, or at council events. So this is a really great way to become an angling educator, and this is for scouts 15 years and up and adults. It's on May 18th in Beaver Creek, Oregon. Another training opportunity for youth here is National Youth Leadership Training. This is premier training for youth ages 13 and up. There are three courses. These are week-long courses, and they are incredible. If you have not seen the video about it, please check it out. The link is in your Compass Points email newsletter. Or for those of you who are just listening and want to go to cpcbsa.org/NYLT, there are some fantastic videos there talking about NYLT and just the impact it has on youth and how they can really learn to become amazing leaders for their scout unit. Another training opportunity, this one is for youth 14 and up and adults, is Wilderness First Aid. There are two courses happening, one in May and one in June, and these are a deep dive course. This is a deep dive course with hands-on training that can actually be tweaked and modified for your upcoming events for Scouts BSA who are doing some really interesting and unique events, high adventure trips, things of that nature. They can teach you all you need to know about first aid for those events. So check that out as well. That is happening on May early May and early June, 2 weekends of wilderness first aid courses. Some district events we want to mention is that we have camporees happening like crazy. On May 3rd through 5th, we have the Pacific Trail Camporee, the Saniam River District Camporee, the Spirit Lake and Cascadia District Camporees, and also we have the weekend after that is a Pacific Shores District Camporee and Family Campout. So make sure you click the links in your email newsletter there for the details for those. We also want to mention that family camping is happening in terms of reservations. They are now open at Camp Clark. So did you know you can go to Camp Clark and have, oh my gosh, a whole coastline, it seems, all to yourself. And it is just incredible. It's a beautiful place to go camping and have just tons of beach to yourself. There are tide pools there. It is a wonderful, wonderful place in the forest and right next to Camp Merriweather there. So check that out and really you'll have a fantastic time with your family to do some family camping there at Camp Clark. We have some partnership events we want to mention, too, is that we have Alaska Airlines Aviation Day is happening on May 11th. That's for scouts ages 11 to 18. And lots of fun activities there. Also, there's a scout night with the Hillsboro Hops on May 24th, where there's going to be a parade and fireworks and, of course, the game of baseball. So speaking of which, the Mavericks League is having two scout nights with the Volcanoes and the Senators, one on June 28th and one on August 9th there at Salem-Keizer Stadium. And also, we're having a Portland Timbers Scout Night, too, on August 24th. And registration is coming soon for that as well. And that's it for the latest news updates. So now let's dive into the topic of the day for today's Scouting Expedition podcast. And we're going to talk about marketing tools and more. Now, a lot of you have seen some of these tools, some of the things that we offer. You can actually see them visually here if you're watching. And what we're going to do here is I will go through and explain a lot of the things, because there are, of course, lots of visuals and things of that nature. But I'll explain and walk through some of these tools and things just for those of you who are listening can really digest and go, wow, I didn't know we had that as an option. That's great. I will go to the one URL that matters in regards to marketing. And that is cpcbsa.org/marketing. That's the only landing page you need to know when you're looking for recruiting tools and things of that nature and all the things happening from a marketing perspective. And for those of you watching, we're actually going to go there right now. And what I'll do is I'll explain and walk everybody through this, even if you're not watching, if you're just listening. When you go to the marketing page, what we have here are a variety of buttons that really link you to the sort of latest and greatest things and tools that we have out there. On the left-hand side here, there are a variety of buttons, or if you're looking on mobile, the first thing you'll see are these buttons. And there are things from ordering signs and banners to reserving event canopies and printing services. Yes, those are new features here we're going to talk about in a minute, all the way to getting some toolkit access and things like that. So you'll see all of those there. Also sort of highlighted really on this page are some of the latest things that we're going to talk about in from a marketing perspective that we'll get into a bit later here. But there are some of the main features and new things there. But really those buttons at the top are really the key elements. There are also, you'll see here, there are some templates that can be downloaded, everything from our logos and PowerPoint templates, things like that. But let's go into the first things here. Some of the first buttons that you see, and again, some of you have seen these before, some of you haven't. So for those listening, what I want you to know is that you can order for free signs and banners and lots of other goodies from the Cascade Pacific Council. So we are working hard to make sure that we have the funds to do this. And of course, if anybody wants to help us fund these activities, by golly, send me an email. And but suffice it to say, for now, we've got lots of goodies and freebies for you, your scout unit, to be able to promote yourselves. So what you do is after you hit that button, you hit a page that talks about all the signs and banners and has images and graphics about some new postcards that are really fantastic that we can actually custom print on them and things like that. There's just a lot of sort of visuals that show you all the goodies. But really the key with this page, we're sort of teasing all the things here, is that you have some buttons that will pop up on mobile if you scroll down the page, but also if you're just looking at the main webpage on a desktop computer, you'll actually see some buttons here for ordering Cub Scout pack materials and ordering other unit materials. So typically we sort of share things in terms of Cub Scout scout-oriented elements and the older scout unit pieces too that are a little bit more generic but should work for crews and posts and things like that. And so anyway, let's actually go to one of these. What we're going to do here is I'm going to click on the Order Cub Scout Pack Materials button, and the Order Older Scout Unit Materials button is very, very similar. What this does is it takes you to a Google form where we have some information for you that where you can order custom created pieces as well as pre-printed pieces. You actually fill out your information here, and we do ask people to just make sure you do this. Fill this out 7 to 10 days before you need it, because it sometimes does take us, especially when there's a heavy recruiting season at the beginning of the year and sometimes in spring and whatnot, it just gets really, really busy. So we just need some time to help create these materials. So you basically go to this page, you put in your information, your district, your unit number, things like that, and you'll see there are some visuals, some images of the actual pieces that you'll receive. And so we have everything here from peer-to-peer postcards and yard signs. We have these really neat yard signs that are fillable. You actually can fill out your information there. Say, Pack 100 meets here at 7 p.m. on Mondays, or you know, whatever you kind of want. It's a two-sided yard sign, and you can actually receive the wire stakes for it as well. We also have these fillable vinyl banners, these really beautiful vinyl banners that that you can actually fill out your unit information on there as well. They're pretty large. They're 2.5 feet by 4 feet. We have those. We also have these really fun posters. They are 18 by 24 posters, and they're really pretty, and they just have some really quick messaging about scouting, safe outdoor adventures, first class summer camps, friendships and family fun, things of that nature. They're really great because you can also, there's an area that says meet your local scouts, and what that is that actually has an area for you to fill out your unit information there as well. And for those who are watching, I'm going to zoom in here a little bit because this will be a little bit easier to watch if I scroll in here. And the next thing we have too is that you can order here are these community service banners. They are really great because they're pretty generic. But what I like to encourage all of you out there to do is if you're doing an Eagle project or just helping out in a park and you've got some scouts there helping out, hang up this sign. This is a really great sign to tell people in your neighborhood, in your community, that we scouts are here to help. So you can order one of those as well. We also have lots of stickers you can order. And you'll see on this page too that we do put a maximum number of items in terms of some of these things. Like we have these fun little mini frisbees that you can order as well. And we do have maximum numbers only because it's pretty expensive to do all this stuff. And I only have a certain amount of budget. So I do my best with the budget and also try and get you as many materials as you need too. There are some also really wonderful Scout Life miniature magazines. And what's inside of here is I redesigned it so that it actually has our advertisements in there too. So these are really great. Everybody loves these little mini magazines. We also have some new parent guides. These are some really simple pieces that have just a few pages in them, but they're really great to hand out to new parents. They have little fillable areas to talk about, you know, which scout unit they're in, who to contact, things like that. We have those in Spanish as well. We also have some generic flyers. These are 8.5 by 11 flyers that just kind of talk about the general program. So they're a really nice handout. If you're talking to somebody, whether it's a teacher or a principal, or you're just talking to somebody, a new parent, and they just kind of wonder, you know, maybe they've got you're in a pack and they're at a pack meeting or a pack sort of open house night. But they have an older child and maybe they should know about Scouts BSA. So we have information on that. We also have these little postcards too, so kind of a small version of that, and that you can order as well. These are just kind of nice and handy to have around to be able to hand out. We also then down the screen there are some customizable materials. What I really love are these 5x7 postcards. I use them for my scout unit all the time. I'm a scoutmaster currently for Troop 107 in Northeast Portland. And I love these little postcards because you can customize them. You can actually we have templates here you can download or we'll customize them for you. We just need to know what information goes there. But there's a nice big white space on the back of this postcard. And so you can actually use it almost like a birthday invitation, you know, for your scout unit, for your activities. And so we promote the fact, like for instance, recently that we're going to Butte Creek and we're going on a camp out. We'd love to invite your friends and things like that. And so you can really use them for whatever you want, and we can print them out again for you, or you can print them out on your computer at home. There's little templates there for that. We then have some regular event flyers. These are some really lovely full-color flyers that we'll put in your general information in, and they have all of our messaging and things like that, and people ask, are we still doing the Grit campaign? And I say, yes, we are, because adventure, grit, and growth are our brand pillars, as we like to say in the marketing space, and so they're the things that really differentiate us that from everybody else. Adventure, grit, and growth, that's what you get here in the Cascade Pacific Council of the Boy Scouts of America. We also have things that you can order, like a little tabletop flyer holders and things like that, and they're really, really nice. And also, we do promote the fact that you can get some, there's links here to all of the materials from National, for the, in this case, for the Adventure On materials that you want to use. Those are some great resource too. And we basically just ask you a few questions, and that's it. And it's the same for Scouts BSA, similar kinds of materials, just really crafted for Scouts BSA level units. All right, the next button I just want to talk about is, this is brand new, breaking news, is that you can reserve event canopies and activities and things of that nature for your next scouting event. You can click on that button and you can actually reserve from us for just $20 any of the gear you want, at least the non-technology oriented gear, those microphones and things like that. That's a bit separate, as well as like BB guns and things. These are more marketing materials. So think of them as things you would use for your open house or at a parade. And so they've got, we've got a whole list of here of the types of gear you can rent, everything from canopies and these really nice table runners and pull-up signs and outdoor signs. We have a prize wheel spinner. We've got an inflatable archery set that does, it is really fun, really easy to pop up, but you do have to have a Rangemaster present. So that's required there. We have rain gutter, regatta raceways. We have, oh my gosh, we have tons of water bottle rocket launchers. And so lots of those fun things. And you can rent all of this. And all you do is you email, there's an email on that page there, and you'll just make a request. And if it's available, we'll get back to you. Either way, actually, we'll get back to you on that, and we can reserve whatever you need there. And it's, and whenever you come pick things up, it's just $20. And that just helps me, the marketing department, really recreate, pay for some of the things that get damaged and whatnot, and holds everybody who, you know, quote unquote, rents this gear, just holds folks accountable for trying to take care of it. You'll also see on that page some pictures and things like that. But this is just hopefully an easy way for you and your scout unit to have some really lovely branded event materials. And because what we found, and you'll see some pictures there of how people have set these things up, and what's really, really great is just they are, they really make a presence. They show that, hey, we are around and we're here. And it's really fun to see people come up to you and say like, oh, wow, hey, Scouts, I know Scouts. My grandpa was at Scouts or whatnot. So that's really fun. And these two things just really stand out wherever you're doing them. So the next thing I want to talk about back to the marketing page is that we have printing services from the Cascade Pacific Council, because I know as a scoutmaster that that going to other places to print your materials, if you're not getting them for free somewhere, it's very expensive. However, here at the Cascade Pacific Council, we have these fabulous printers that we print all these great things on, and it doesn't cost us nearly as much as what it costs if you're going to a Kinko's or whatnot. So we've really created a new opportunity for printing services. So if you want to do something special and different, and you want to use, you know, create some other materials and whatnot, you can do that and send them to us. There's lots of information on this. There's a bit of a setup fee, and you know, pages are literally 15 cents for full color 8.5 by 11 printed material. So like, you know, if you've gone to Kinko's or anywhere else, that it isn't 15 cents, it's more like a dollar. It's kind of crazy. So we just wanted to have an opportunity for you to create things, whether it's for a blue and gold dinner or something special, that we can help you with that in most cases. Anything that's smaller than 11 by 17, we can even trim and staple and all that kind of stuff. So even if you had some, you know, a new parent guide, a new parent kit that you wanted to have us print real nice, we can do that. We can do that as well. Another thing I want to mention is, speaking of kits, is that a button you will see on the marketing page is a thing called the CPC Marketing Toolkit. What that is that you click on that button and you fill out a form to receive access to our Canva materials. And so what we've done here is, for those of you watching, I'm actually going to go to the Canva page. And what we ask is that once you get the login, that everybody is a good scout and respectful and uses the materials there. And basically all you have to do is you create a folder for your scout unit, and then you have access to things other people have made. We have templates in there. We have lots of stuff we've made. And so you can just easily go in there and grab stuff. And for those of you who know what Canva is, it's a design tool. Sorry, I should have mentioned that earlier, but it's this amazing design program that is, it's literally, as somebody who's been in this business for quite a long time and has used Adobe, Photoshop, and Illustrator and all of that, and InDesign, this is an incredible tool. It is drag and drop. It is so easy to use. And like I said, there's a lot of materials in there that are custom branded, and you can see other people's projects. I think it's actually fun to see what other scout units have created and uploaded there, and because it gives me good ideas of what you all are looking at. So you can check that out again at the marketing page, and it's called the Get CPC Marketing Toolkit Access. And again, we just want everybody to be respectful of other people's materials there, but those are the kind of things you can create and craft and then send us a PDF and we can print them out for you very inexpensively. Okay, the other thing I want to talk about here is the button is download GRIT images, videos, and more. What we have on that page is a plethora of downloadables that are, if you're doing social media, which you should be for your scout unit, we do recommend that everybody has a public Facebook page and a public Instagram feed, because we have found, and we have talked to many scout units. We actually had one in here recently, the recruiting piece that you can see or listen to. They talked about it. They are incredibly active on social media, and not in a difficult way. They're just posting stuff. Whatever they're doing, they're just posting it. And they have agreement from their parents on how they want to do that. And it is a fantastic way to reach out to the community and get leads and whatnot, and bring in some new scouts. You'll actually see on that page our video about some tips on how to do social media as well as growing your scout unit. So this is the digital marketing kind of page. And we have tons of tools here where you can actually scroll down and you can download a whole variety of images, graphics. These are great for your headers for Facebook and whatnot. There are some tips on how to promote your scout unit digitally, whether it's using Nextdoor or sending information to a local media organization like your local neighborhood paper. There's some great downloadable little pieces, and we have lots of little promotional elements. They're really generic, so you can use them for whatever you want, but they're designed to be generic so they can be evergreen, as we like to say, or used whenever. So check that out on the digital It's actually called Download GRIT Images, Videos, and More. And you can grab that at the Download GRIT Images, Videos, and More link button on the marketing page. Okay, let's go back to the marketing page here. What we also have is some links to from National, some really great materials. They have some recruiting webinars, some tips and tricks there. We also have a link to the BSA Brand Center. If you have not been there, I'm going to go there. For those of you who are watching, you can actually, it's a really incredible tool where they have a variety of photos and downloadables and graphics and, boy, just tons and tons of tools. Whether it's for Pinewood Derby, they have professional photography, all of that is there. And so if you need any of that, it is free. You can download it. It is just an incredible resource at the what they call the BSA Brand Center. All right. That's really all I want to cover on the marketing page. For those of you looking, you're seeing a teaser about something, so I'm going to go into that right now. Next up, what I'm super excited about here is sharing with you the new fall campaign. And did you know that September is National Preparedness Month? I didn't know that until recently, and I thought, maybe the Boy Scouts of America should own that and do something with it, since it happens to be the time of year when also we're trying to tell people about scouting and joining scout units. So that's what we're going to do. The new fall campaign is going to be all about preparedness, and because, you know, it is what we do here in scouting in the Boy Scouts of America. And so we want to help our neighbors and friends be scout prepared, or prepared like a scout. And so what our goals here for this, I'm going to get into some of the details here in a second, but just wanted to really tell you that what we're thinking here is that our goal is to help our communities be more prepared, help our neighbors be prepared, help prospective scouts be prepared, and support your scout unit with funds to create a fantastic program. Yes, I'm going to talk about a little brand new fundraising opportunity for you. And really what we want for the unit goal is to just be inviting and invite prospective scouts and families to what we have here for you, our three consecutive open house nights. We're calling them open house nights instead of join nights. And the reason is that, especially in elementary school, everybody knows what an open house is, but a join night sounds like, oh gosh, I got to sign up for something. And these days, what we're realizing in marketing and branding for the Boy Scouts of America is that we kind of have to go back in time. We're almost starting anew, starting fresh. For those of you who have seen our Key 3 Plus 1 podcast or listened to it, they'll talk all about it. Our leadership team talks a lot about where we're at and where we're going. And it's like we are rebooting scouting for real, with girls in the whole program and all of that. So it's just such a fantastic opportunity to talk about open house nights, not join nights. In the old days, people knew about the Boy Scouts of America brand, but these days there are a lot of people who don't know about the Boy Scouts of America or haven't heard from us for a long time. And so we want to use language that is something that they're used to. And open house night is something very, very friendly. So what we have here for you, Scout units, is we have 3 weeks of plug and play open house nights for Cub Scout units and older Scout units, okay? These are all around the theme of preparedness, and they will be available to you here shortly, but I'm just going to give you an overview that what we're doing here is the reason we're doing 3 weeks instead of four is that, of course, the first week of September is Labor Day weekend, and it's a short week, and it's kind of crazy, and everybody's going back to school and whatnot, or a lot of folks are. And so what we wanted to do is have that as kind of a prep week or kind of ease into this. And then your second, third, and fourth week of September are plug and play, ready to go. For Cub Scouts, this means that the first week is going to be all about teaching about the six essentials. We have games. We have building a first aid kit. We have emergency preparedness discussions ready. The second week then flows into how do you get your family prepared? And there are games and activities and fun things like that. Then the third week, what we want you to do, the culmination of these things, is to go out and have an adventure. That's for Cub Scouts and Scouts, older Scout units, is at the end of these 3 weeks or at the end of September, you've leveraged some of your new knowledge about being prepared, and you're going out on an excursion. In this case, for Cub Scouts, what we're recommending is that you visit a police station, fire station, have a CERT family member or CERT member come and visit, and all of that. Have something that is preparedness oriented that you're going to go do. So literally, all you have to do is plan for that, and that's it. All the other programming is ready and raring to go. For older Scout units, what we have is we're talking about the 10 essentials and building a first aid kit for the first week. Week two is then how to use it, because they're kind of pointless to have a first aid kit if you don't know how to use it. And then week three is the outdoor adventure, going on a walk or a hike or doing geocaching. And then you can really talk about 10 essentials and preparedness with that. So that's really the only thing you have to plan as an older Scout unit too. We're going to have all of the promotional materials here coming soon. I'm going to give you the timeline, how this all plays out here in just a moment. But the theme is really about being Scout prepared. That's sort of the outward theme. We'll have flyers and postcards and social media posts, and this will all be available in June, so you can download it. It may be available a bit sooner, but giving myself the deadline of June 1st to create all of this. But also, we are going to have ads running on Facebook and Instagram where we are targeting. The beauty of this is that the council is going to support this effort by spending some money to target ads where we have Scout units to parents of children in our age group where we have Scout units. So that should be really, really fun, and that should help drive people to learn more at Be a Scout. And we actually have our own website we're going to be using for this, our own website address called scoutprepared.org. That's what we're going to push people to so that they can find a unit in their area. So gang, we really want every single scout unit to do this, because we're going to be doing a campaign that talks about the fact that you're going to be doing this, these activities. So we really want everybody to do this. And hopefully it's something that's so easy for you to just implement. Hey, I am a scoutmaster and I know how hard it can be to juggle these things. Even if the kids are doing most of the work, it's still hard sometimes to, you know, hammer it out, especially at the beginning of the year. And even if you've done all your program planning and whatnot, oh gosh, I forgot to mention. Did I forget to mention this? Is there? Yes, there is. A unit fundraiser for this whole campaign? That's right. So we're going to share with you here a fundraiser portion to help our neighbors and friends be scout prepared. What we're doing is we're going to be selling first aid kits. That's right. We have two kits from our friends at Lifeline, this company that is in Lake Oswego. They're helping us custom brand these fantastic first aid kits. There's one that you're going to be able to sell as an office slash car kit. It's a hard shell case. Then there's more a similar size, actually, but it has some extra materials in it that's really a fantastic soft shell family camping first aid kit. And for those of you who are listening, what's happening is that basically I'm just going to say that you'll be able to raise seven for the first kit. That's a hard shell office slash car kit. You'll be receiving $7 in proceeds for every kit that you sell. They're basically an MSRP, a retail price of $20. Your scout unit buys them for $13. You pocket $7. So, and then the larger kit is actually an MSRP, a retail price of $30. And your unit purchases them for $19.50, and your scouts and your scout unit gets $10.50 in proceeds for every kit sold. So these are really fantastic. We have information that we'll be posting here on the website about more of the details. But we also want to let you know that, does this take the place of popcorn? No, it does not take the place of popcorn. What we discovered is that a lot of Scouts BSA units are doing popcorn as a fundraiser. So really trying to find something that fits the brand, that works for Scouts BSA, because it's a little bit harder, this selling of first aid kits. So what we have here is that we want to emphasize that popcorn, the snack attack popcorn sale, is still a goal, a go. And really, you have to remember that that is really plug and play. It's a program that is so simple to implement and do, and there's no upfront costs. Unlike the first aid kits, where your scout unit is actually going to buy them direct from Lifeline at the wholesale price, you can sell them at retail. There's no upfront costs with popcorn. So, and it's also just such an easy popcorn, such an easy program for Cub Scouts, and everything will be happening just like it always has with the unit trainings and prizes and all of that. And we do want to let everybody know that you can do both of these fundraisers, actually. However, you cannot do them together. In other words, if you're selling popcorn at a Safeway or an Albertsons or a store like that, you cannot, I will emphasize this because we'll get booted, you cannot sell the first aid kits there, because it's a part of our agreement that it's an exclusive when you are selling popcorn at a location. However, you can still sell first aid kits and popcorn and everything else to your friends and family and whatnot, but we cannot sell them together at one time. So that's just sort of the rule on that. Oh gosh, I wonder if we should have some patches for this. Should we have some patches for this? Yes, I think we should have some patches for this, of course. nothing in scouting goes without patches, right? So here's what we have here. We have some new patches, one for new scouts and kind of a new recruiter patch. It's sort of a thank you gift, a thank you patch for the scout who recruits a friend. So they're very, very similar. They have a prepared for life look and feel, and you can actually wear them on your left sleeve where you have a position patch. So if you have scouts that don't have a position yet, they can actually put that in that spot. And I got the okay from the scout shop that was okay. So they can actually wear that until they have actually an actual position in the scout unit that requires that patch area. Okay, what we're going to talk about here is the campaign timeline. So the plan of attack here is that May 1st, we have a pre-order form that goes live. For those of you listening or watching or checking your Compass Points email, actually it is live now, so you can go do that beforehand after you talk to your scout unit. So talk to your scouts, talk to your other parents, and what we want you to do, what we're asking folks to do, is to go to the pre-order form. And what you'll do there is just give us an idea of how many units you practically will want to sell. Now remember, the scout unit is having to pay for these units, so if you're saying, like for us, we might say in Troop 107, we family might say, we want to spend $500. Let's split that in half between the two types of kits. And so we're going to buy this number of kits. And that's kind of what we want to know. Maybe you'll want to spend $1,000 or whatnot. So whatever you have in the kitty that you think you want to, that you want to invest in this and spend for the wholesale first aid kits, that would be great, because it's going to help us make sure that we have enough inventory in like Oswego for these, and that we'll get them custom branded. So that is happening May 1st. That is available all the way until May 31st. That's going to be the deadline to pre-order, to give us the information that we need so that we can tell our partners over at Lifeline, hey, this is what we're kind of thinking, how many scouts and scout units will be doing this and what the inventory needs to be. And so that just gives us an idea for that. Then on June 1st, we will have order forms for those first aid kits and the promotional materials that you'll receive. Those two forms will actually go live. So you'll be able to order and pay for your wholesale first aid kits on June 1st, and you'll be able to order all the flyers and the banners and stickers or whatever we come up with, whatever I have budget for, and can come up with for the campaign itself. And so there's that. June 30th will be the final day to place orders. Then July 1st, we will start the production of all the custom promo materials and the custom branded kits. And so that'll happen on July 1st. Then August 1st is when you can start picking up your kits and your promotional materials and all of that. And if you needed things earlier, we could probably figure something out as well. So don't worry about that. If you had a school that wanted to have flyers earlier or whatnot, we can always do that too. And then here's what's really fun about this is we're going to have announcements and social media posts and all that kind of stuff about Preparedness Month. There will be lots of things. But one fun thing is our friends at the Portland Timbers, we're starting our first scout night here on August 24th, as we mentioned in the news portion. And they're going to do an announcement about being prepared like a scout, and how and really encourage folks to connect with a scout unit and learn about preparedness in the month of September. So we're really excited that they're going to make an announcement about that. And then, of course, September is National Preparedness Month, and you have your plug and play activities ready around to go. So what's next for scout units? What do you have to do next? Well, basically, it's hopefully pretty simple. What we want you to do right now is start your program planning. Start planning from October till the summer of 2025. Again, you don't have to plan for September, because that's all dialed out for you if you want to do this, and you should want to do it, because we're going to be promoting it to everybody that they can connect with your scout unit to check out preparedness and learn all about first aid and whatnot. So we want everybody to be doing this program. And also, we want you to just watch for your email, because we have the pre-order links will be in there, the order forms, all of that. And then we will also have a program guide that we will be creating as well. And so that will happen in June. This will be a step-by-step, literally, like, for instance, what's really neat about what we're developing here is that we actually will have a checklist of all the things that you might want for your first aid kit, for a 10 essentials kit, or the first aid kits you're going to produce. And we've looked and researched trying to find some inexpensive options that are actually decent options that are great to use to create first aid kits and whatnot. So that will actually be inside of that program guide. Then what we really need you to do is plan and, you know, just schedule your final open house adventure. So whether it's visiting a fire station or whatnot, or planning your hike, just make sure you do that. So just be thinking about that. Keep it simple, make it fun, and that's all you really need to do to plan for September. And that's basically it. So just as a reminder, so May 1st, we'll have a pre-order form live. May 31st, you'll have the deadline to make those pre-orders. June, we'll have order forms go live for your first aid kit orders and your promotional materials. July, we'll have the branded kits and the promotional materials will be produced so that you can start coming and picking them up in August. And so we're really, really excited about that. And just so you know, if you ever have any questions or comments, of course, my contact information is at cpcbsa.org/marketing. That's the URL I mentioned that you just need to know about. Also, for the podcast here, what we'd love to have is your feedback. So you can always email us at podcast@cpcbsa.org, and you can always listen to the podcasts at cpcbsa.org/podcast. And there are links there to listen or view on your favorite platforms, whether it's Spotify or iTunes or Amazon Music, or you just like watching on YouTube, you can subscribe, and all of these podcasts will be plopped right in there for you, ready and raring to go. So thank you so much, everybody, for joining us today. Really appreciate your time. Hope you're as excited about the September National Preparedness Month as I am. We're starting here, and I totally envision that this will be something awesome and bigger and better every year. Our plan is to use this every year. It only makes sense that we should own and be the boots on the ground for National Preparedness Month and help our friends and neighbors be more prepared and show them all about scouting. So join us in that. I really hope you will. There's going to be a lot more information and some more materials and exciting things to share with that. So please join us for that. And all the details will be at cpcbsa.org/marketing. Thanks again so much for joining us here at the Scouting Expedition Podcast. And we hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. Thanks so much.